Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this week we got a good one for you.
Yeah, it's going to be it's one of our patented good episodes.
Because today we're asking the important questions like, how would you market the pin particles?
So Johnny Pym, by which I mean Aaron Cross, by which I mean Yellow Jacket, by which I mean someone has come to the Plumbing Boys. Hank, I guess we've got a sign out the front of our store.
Did you mean Hank Pym?
No.
Okay. Why?
Because doesn't in the movie, in First Ant-Man.
Yeah. I'll take it from here. Hank Pym invented particles that make things either very big or very little.
Yes.
And Hank Pym in the movie doesn't want to sell them. Mm-hmm. In this Plumbing the Death Star, he wants to sell them.
In the canon of this episode, yes.
He wants to sell them. He's sick of getting little.
Yeah, and he's seen, we've got a store that says, boys killed, economy's fixed, oozes marketed.
It's like, hey, I don't have...
It's not a traditional ooze, but...
Hank Pym, he's just like, look, I understand that some piece of shit is going to try and steal this and give them the Hydra or whatever. So instead of that, you boys, help me out. Maybe we can come up with a better idea than just, I don't know, hoarding it for my wife, my daughter, and the guy she's fucking.
I hear you boys only cost $5 each, so that seems like a good deal. Exactly, sir. The price of a foot long. No, a 6-inch sub. A bad one.
Yeah, with no trimmings and like just the meatball
basic
sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know if the deal's still running, but have you bought a hot dog from Subway yet?
No, it's fucked up. I haven't, though. I really got to buy one of those sub dogs.
Yeah. We got to find, okay, so this is a two-part episode. Part one, we got to do whatever we're talking about. Yeah. Two, we got to get to the bottom of sub dog. Are they still available?
I think you can still get a sub dog.
Okay. Well, I got a great idea for lunch.
Yeah, sub dogs for the gang.
Sub dogs!
Sub dogs! Okay, so first thing I'm thinking, speaking of dogs, is we invent a new hot dog called hot dog dog.
Okay.
Which is a hot dog made of smaller hot dogs. So it kind of looks like writhing pink maggots in the bun.
Okay. Why are they writhing?
And why is this good?
It's a new texture.
Okay.
No, it's not.
But
lots of little hot dogs would be a new texture for a kind of hot dog.
Wouldn't they crumble?
What do you mean?
Well, if you've got like a lot of mini hot dogs,
how
are you sticking them to each other?
No, I'm not sticking to the job. I'm just like pouring them into the bun like a chili dog.
Yeah, so
you've
kind
made mince?
Yeah, so you've invented mince. Or, alternatively, shredded ham, like the ham that goes on the pizza.
Yeah, it's more similar to shredded ham than mince. They're not that small.
How small are we talking?
We're talking about the size of
a shredded ham,
tiny gherkin?
Of a rice.
So it is kind of like, that is more like mince.
Yeah, that's definitely clear. Rice is little.
No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
That's true. No bad ideas in this brainstorm.
So you've basically made, rather than a hot dog, so you open a hot dog bun and then you just scoop in this.
Little hot dogs.
Yeah, but it's just.
But then you've killed more.
I've killed?
Well, you've killed more thing. to make the hot. So you like basically say a hot dog takes how many, like a thing? Let's just say it takes, I don't know, the equivalent of like the arm or leg of one pig.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sure.
And the asshole. And you gotta remember the asshole. Yeah.
So you've got that, and now we've gotten shrunken that down, and now you're like in one scoop. If they're rice size, one hot dog has a lot of.
It's gonna have to cost a lot to buy this hot dog.
Yeah,
we're talking like a $50 hot dog.
What is better about this?
Wait, $50. That's underselling it.
Yeah,
like I mean, that's undercharging.
$100 hot dog.
Like, because imagine like, how much you're paying for a regular hot dog.
Like $3.50.
$3.50. Now, do you think like, there's gonna how many little hot dogs are gonna be eating this hot dog bun?
How much of that $3.50 do you reckon is actual dog versus the rest of stuff you get with a hot dog?
I reckon the overhead of an actual hot dog cannot be that much. So it's probably like what 50 cents for a hot dog.
50 cents for a hot dog. Now, how many hot dogs you think are gonna make your big hot dog?
Probably like 1,000.
So
50 cents times 1,000, and then that's just. That's just cost price.
Okay. My hot dog idea? Bad idea.
I think that you, like, yeah, it is. It is one of your patented bad ideas.
Yeah. I reckon we could spin around to a good one.
Well, I got a good idea that's similar.
Okay.
But good.
Uh-huh.
And also the opposite, I guess. Uh-huh. Cooking sucks shit.
Yeah, okay.
It's boring. You can fuck it up.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Who cares? But you need to eat to live.
Yes, that is one of the raw deals of being alive. Yeah.
What if you could just make your food big, make a little thing, get a real big meal prep for a week?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got to cook once.
Yeah, I understand that meal prep often is just also cooking once.
Yeah.
So you're imagining I make a spaghetti for one. Then I make huge.
No. Well, let's go back to like hot dogs. I think it's easy because one encased bit of meat, right?
Yes, that's very true. So it's the best dog. Unit of food.
Yeah. So you cook up the hot dog.
Yeah.
Then you embiggen it.
And you don't have to cook your hot dogs easy. You just throw that in boiling water.
So you embiggen it. And then you dice it up into smaller hot dog. Like regular hot dog shaped hot dog.
Or you could kind of have a hot dog steak. Yeah. It'll be kind of like a ring of hot dog.
Yeah.
It's so funny to imagine you coming into work and unwrapping that as your lunch. Just a ring of hot dog meat.
Now, I have a question.
Yuck, dude.
So one hot dog.
Yeah.
What if I cut it, like made it big enough that it's like burger patty size?
Then you got to make a whole burger.
Fuck!
You should have just bought a burger patty.
God damn it!
But like, yeah, same kind of concept. You have like a burger, you make the burger, you biggin it.
Uh-huh.
Cut it up
like
pizza.
And then you cut it up into pizza and you have a meal for 8 days. Now, is, say, a burger after the 8th day good?
Okay.
The reason why meal prep tends to be good is because like,
you make
chili.
Yeah.
It's like a big pot.
Well, if you made a big chili, is that good?
Well, no, because then I'm getting...
You're getting huge like, bits of...
But then also, that's a normal thing to do already.
But now it lasts, I guess, even longer, and you could eat like a bit of mince like an apple.
Yeah.
My question, though, is...
Why is that yuck, but little hot dog...
Little hot dogs would be
writhing.
Awesome. Writhing hot dogs would feel cool going down your mouth. No, big bit of mince would be gristly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you imagining?
Little writhing hot dogs is going to feel great writhing around the back of my
throat. Yeah, that's
going
to feel awesome. It's going to be a fun texture.
What
it'd
do
be
you
like
mean?
Eating nerds.
No.
But savory.
No,
it wouldn't.
Nerds like are hard. It'd be like eating lots of grains of uncooked rice. That rides.
For some reason.
Kind of like, I guess, eating hard worms.
Or maggots.
Or maggots, actually.
How
actually,
awesome.
A fistful of maggots is probably the most
but maggots are
close
like hot
to
dogs. If maggots tasted like hot dogs, we'd be eating maggots.
How do you know maggots don't taste like hot dogs?
Because they taste like peanut butter.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's a grub up in Northern Territory.
Oh, yeah, but that's not a maggot. That's a witchetty grub.
Yeah, what did you guess?
I've eaten one of them, and it did taste like peanut butter.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you shovel them there?
Yeah,
like,
why didn't you eat more of those?
Fist with those bad boys.
The texture's good, according to you.
Yeah.
The texture's not little like a tiny hot dog. So it's more like a kind of fat, sloppy worm.
So what if we got a bunch of witchetty grubs, shrunk them,
bought
them
awesome.
In a hot dog, then and here you go. There's your fucking peanut butter texture good.
Well, if somebody does that, I'll eat it. Until then, we're going to have to make a lot of tiny hot dogs to make a hot dog, okay?
All right.
I'm trying to think of what food I could make big.
Yeah, because let's talk about a chili because. Yeah. So you got a chili on the stove.
Yeah.
You shoot that with the pimp particles.
It gets big. Breaks
Does
my
the
stove.
Pot get big or just the chili, which then overflows into the kitchen?
I have to make it in a bath.
Yeah.
Just bath.
It's good meal prep.
I'm imagining that in a jar at a store. Mm. Ew.
It's like, because you have like handful sized bits of mince, beans the size of,
like an apple.
And again, once again, most of these things are the size of an
but
apple.
But that's the thing, like the good
big
of an
onion apple.
The good of a chili.
Is you eating all of that at the same time,
If your meal prep was one big bean.
Also, my question here is, when you largen these things, do you still get the same nutritional value? Because when it comes to like growing and like, I think it's crops real, when they have say a big tomato, the reason why like, it's a huge tomato can feed like, but it doesn't because it doesn't have the it only has a certain like limit of nutritional value.
And it's like how you get a big chicken breast, it's more likely to have that kind of woody texture. Making something bigger is not always better.
But this isn't naturally growing bigger.
That's true.
That's true.
But you're not adding any more nutrition. You are making it. But you're adding mass.
Yeah,
the proteins are bigger.
Ant-Man famously claims that it's actually just shrinking and expanding the gap between the particles, but that is not true. But it's not true in
but
the
if
movie.
But if that is true, then it's definitely not getting...
No.
I mean, you're getting real fucked up eating 1,000 hot dogs.
No, because it's if that is true, also Ant-Man can't run on a gun because then a man's holding a pistol
with
and all
a
of a sudden
man
there
heavy...
is an 85-kilo man running down his arm and he's still shooting.
And if you make a pinto bean that's the size of an apple, it's going to be so light.
Yeah. And also, if Ant-Man become big man, when he steps on a car... Well, it's just like a man stepping on a car. A little bit dented. A little bit.
And also when Hank Pym shrinks his laboratory down and then just wheels it away.
No.
You can't do that. Yeah. And when Thomas the Tank Engine gets big, it would not burst through the wall.
No, it would just donk against it.
Yeah. Well, it would break, I guess.
It would just shatter. Okay.
So I guess that's, a lie.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess something else is happening.
Something awesome is going on where it gets a new mass at a new size. They're adding matter to it, I guess, somehow.
Yeah, so I guess you would be...
Well, what about something that doesn't necessarily have... Okay, so what if we just make it like...
What about a steak?
Are you making it big or little?
Big.
Why are we making any food little?
Well, I don't know. It's snack on the go. Eat a steak. Like,
why is that good?
Well,
I will take any explanation at this point.
I just want everyone to know just the look that me and JD are giving Jackson right
It's so withering. So, okay. I know we just...
It's like you've come in and you're like, I've done the report, and it's just like a picture of like your morning shit, and we're like...
I've given you the wrong report.
And this is meant to represent what?
So,
Jackson, I get that it's cool just to say shit. It's fun just to open and close your mouth and push air out. But unfortunately, words... do have consequences.
Well,
and we'd like to know why shrinking a steak is a good snack.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I know we just spent some time establishing that they don't retain their mass or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But if they did, then you need a lot of energy quickly. You're down a steak. You can do it on a run.
Yeah.
No, because if you're going he's saying the mass is the same.
Okay.
Which means that, I'm just going for a run. I'm just going to quickly slop down 600 grams of meat. Mm.
Look, to your credit.
Good for astronauts.
How?
What are you
doing? Saying shit is cool.
To your credit, there is
fucking great on submarines.
Probably would be good on submarines.
Like, actually, would be no, it would.
Easy
Hang
to
on.
Store.
Hang on, we're just can you slow down your bullshit?
Yeah, because Jackson's like, because if it retains the mass, then it will be good here. But if it does retain the mass, it'll be good here. We're like, neither of those makes sense.
I want to investigate astronaut submarines in a second, but right now I'm like, for your like, I need mass quickly, or I need like calories quickly.
Exactly.
So if it keeps the same amount of calories, like because for example, you're a marathon runner or you're a bicycle courier or something
Don't
like that.
Don't say, this is what you were thinking.
you need to quickly, download a lot of calories. And there's some things like, I used to know a guy who was like a courier a bicyclist, I think in London.
Cyclist?
Yeah.
Bicyclist?
You could be both.
Yeah. a bike courier. And yeah, like they would be doing so much like exercise yeah. and so much like burning so much calories. It was like going to those
awesome quads.
Very awesome. But like going into like a convenience store and being like, oh, how many calories is in this like, you know, tiny milkshake thing? And it's like 1,000 good. Slamming it
exactly.
back. Exactly. So for someone like that, a very specialized few people.
Or if you climb an Everest.
If you climb an Everest.
Because like it's not much weight if the steak's the size of a pill.
So for things like survival. And things like trekking, things like where you need, where space is really, very, very, very limited.
Yeah.
So going for a hike, going up, Everest, mm-hmm. an astronaut, even going in a submarine.
In a submarine, Joel Dusha, as you suggested.
Yep. So if they do keep the caloric count.
Yeah.
If they are very much like, yes, this is good for calories. Yes, shrinking them. But the question remains is if you then pop one, are you full or do you have to basically big it up before you consume it?
Yeah, because...
Or do you point it at your belly and then you big it up?
No, that seems dangerous.
Well, yeah, because I think the way we're going to have to look at it is because, like I said, the movie does lie to us.
Yeah.
And it is bold to just say that and then show the opposite.
That's not true, yeah.
The whole time. If it's keeping its nutritional content... I'm assuming it's also keeping its mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not keeping its mass, it's not keeping its nutritional content. I think that's probably the fairest way to look at it.
Yes. Yeah. So when you're smalling it, it loses
every you gotta eat a lot of steak.
You gotta eat a lot of steak and hope someone doesn't quickly makes it big again.
Yeah. Your belly will explode.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
But if you give the astronauts the big ray.
Yeah.
No, because then they're still eating a full-grown steak in space. That's not a good idea.
Why not?
How do you eat steak?
With a knife and fork?
In space.
Yeah.
They have special astronaut food for that exact reason.
Isn't the special astronaut food simply because it's like the weight and it's setting it up? Like it's more.
I don't know.
Someone stuck a sandwich into space once.
Yeah, nothing bad happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think it depends because like a lot of, when it comes to like say, sending people to space, a lot of the stuff really goes into the weight because you have to, make it break the atmosphere, right? So it's kind of like everything that you are adding to it requires a certain level of force for it to actually like break free of gravity, right? So the more mass there is, the harder it's going to be.
Yeah.
So if we're having a
Why don't we just shrink the whole spaceship?
Okay.
Shrink the whole spaceship.
Yeah.
Send it into space. Is it going to burn up in the atmosphere quicker or slower or not at all?
Well, what you could do
why does the atmosphere burn things up when they go up?
Isn't it angles?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
We shouldn't be suggesting this without knowing.
Am I a rocket scientist?
No. I just, because you were like, you need, the more mass you have, the harder it is to get into space, to get the rocket up there. Yeah.
Well, and this is why I think there is like the theory, which is like, if we say... sent, fuckers up to space with, like, material to then build something in space.
Yeah.
So, an extra sort of launching pad or whatever it is, then we can kind of explore deep space quicker.
So
if we get the building materials and shrink them
Make them tiny, give them a PIM gun. Joel Dush has done some
rockets are built to withstand the atmospheric forces as they leave the atmosphere, but this is nothing on the scale of re-entry. So...
leaving's easy, coming back hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, like...
tell that to Challenger or whatever. Tricky. The two horrific rocket disasters that claimed the lives of innocent people. One of them exploded on exit and one exploded on re-entry.
And re-entry, yeah.
Yeah, killed a lot of spiders, the second one.
Oh, that's sad.
Bad day to be a spider.
Yeah. No, I think that one, they were doing an experiment... to see how spiders like spun web in zero gravity. Whoa. I know this because my girlfriend at the time they
was a spider.
Was a spider.
But, she was very torn up.
She was at like the school where they could like they sent like a link up. The students could talk to those astronauts.
What?
And then they died.
Oh no!
Whoa!
That's extra fucked up because that one they knew they were gonna die.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know
going up. But
they...
no. The moment they hit. Got into space, NASA were like, they're not going to survive re-entry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Four. So they tell the astronauts?
No.
Fuck.
Because the damage... So when the rocket took off...
Oh, no.
The damage sustained.
And they were just like, oh, okay, you're fucked, basically.
But then they're like, you don't want to tell the astronauts that and have them panic, I guess.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But then, sure.
Which is crazy that they're then like, yeah, let's get them to talk to kids.
Yeah. Talk to kids. What about using PIM particles for travel?
Okay.
So hear me out.
Okay. It's great for you because you want to go in a drain and talk to a rock.
Oh, yeah. It's great for me. This is if these become commercially available,
I was thinking, okay, we could do this, and now you're going down a drain.
No, I'm personally going down a drain, okay?
That's not how you're marketing it.
That's not how I'm marketing it. That's how
I travel wherever you want. You can go to here, X, Y, down a drain.
Down a drain, maybe. I'm skimming a little PIM particles off the top to ride a rat around the sewers, okay? To become sort of a sewer barbarian or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, so, accommodation.
Yeah.
Tricky. As you know, space is difficult. Don't have the space or whatever. It's expensive to build a building. Having a tiny building and you go to a country, get shrinked really little. Mm-hmm. Like the block that has a hotel on it, if you could shrink everybody, could have 40 hotels on it.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Right. Okay. For real estate, I don't know why I went for travel, but for real estate. Yeah.
What if...
Yeah.
I like this, but you're thinking too small.
Okay.
What if we made the whole world a little bit smaller?
Okay. Why?
More space.
What?
More space for everybody.
All the people on Earth a bit smaller.
Oh.
I thought you meant shrinking
the Earth. I was like, just seems like it would make it more crowded.
Yeah,
shrink
would be...
all of us. And maybe some animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
some animals?
Yeah.
Leave the dogs huge.
Leave the dogs huge. And rats for the delicious rat meat.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, if I am a small little wee dude,
yeah,
and then we kill a regular size, say, rat,
yeah,
is that going to feed us?
You're eating good for months.
For a while, yeah.
If you make rat jerky, I guess.
Yeah.
So...
And okay, maybe shrink, make it less gross.
What would happen to the world if every person went like the average size of a human being shrunk down to 6 inches? Would that be mass extinction?
Well, this is a plot of downsizing, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like if we all downsize.
Yeah.
Well, then no one's downsizing because we're all downsized.
That's true. If everybody's downsized, no one's
downsized. And then I guess real estate prices go down.
No, well, they stay the same.
They stay the same. You're just paying with tiny dollars.
That's the one condition of shrinking, everyone. We're going to rename dollars tiny dollars.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're tiny. Mm. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, well, you could do it. There's a lot of infrastructure to...
But also...
You can shrink the infrastructure.
Yeah, but even if you do shrink the infrastructure, people are going to be like, all right, my house was $1 million, and now we're shrunk, it's still $1 million.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's just more space around you, but also not really.
If I am the rich and wealthy, I'm like, well, that's great, because all the poor are small. I am a big.
Yeah. That's the trouble. If it's voluntary at all, that's a great way to get eaten by a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live out your fee-fi-fo fantasy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give it to people who are into vore.
Yeah.
Get eaten for real.
Yeah.
That's good. Perverts is a market you can't forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
sell to perverts. All right.
I don't think that's what Hank Pym had in mind.
Well, Hank Pym went inside his wife's pussy in the comic books,
that's
famously.
That's true. Yeah, very true. Very true. He went down there, boxed the clitoris like a boxing, like a what do you call it? The you know,
boxing bag?
Yeah,
I
like
can't
bag.
Imagine.
Yeah.
And this has been something that's been explored in both Ant-Man comic books and The Boys, Amazon Prime's original series, The Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Having someone little go inside your genitals doesn't seem like it would be good.
I'd just be so scared I'd kill him. I would just be so scared.
Like in Amazon Originals, The Boys.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's just to do with like, you know, you're pressing certain parts and it's like pleasurable, right?
Yeah.
That's why when the guy goes into a penis, and he starts putting the inside. I mean, that's, I guess, why people sound, right?
Yeah.
But then, like,
because that feeling of like,
it must feel
just
great.
Figure out
it
how to, I reckon just like when it comes to Ant-Man, going inside his wife's pussy, which he does in the comic book. Probably just figure out how to be, like, I reckon it's easier to figure out how to be better at fucking normal than it is to figure out what's good when you climb inside your wife's pussy.
Well,
but what if she wants that?
What if
he wants that?
Well,
I guess.
Look, I mean, it's, this is akin to be like, hey, look, like I understand. Like. Yeah. I understand. That,
I get
look,
it.
Yes, I could fuck good, but you know what's be really great for me if you put your big toe in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I understand that means nothing for like, you know,
but I'll be
stuff,
getting,
but
off,
I'll be
on
getting
it.
Off, and that's great. Yeah. So with Hank Pym, he's like, well, let me be small and little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Live in a
yeah
horrible, moist, wet, hot,
but,
horrible.
But for them,
good, yeah, very good, hot, wet cave.
Yeah, and for like, and that might be Hank Pym's fantasy. That might be Janet's fantasy.
What I, and what I keep thinking, but see, my fear is that there's a lot of muscles going on down there.
He's
you
like
contract
up
an orgasm. Mm. Hank Pym dead.
Well, he's still got this well,
easy
depends
body to hide.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because even if it's a situation he where he needs to get big to
hold it.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm not, I mean, I'm talking about, yeah, if he gets big, bad. I'm talking yeah that he could, like, you know, put his hands
yeah
out.
Yeah, that's true. He could probably like protect himself
protect
while
himself
inside.
Yeah.
That's
kind
true
of like, you know, like, say, for example, if the, you
internal
know,
internal gape.
Yeah.
Like whoa. The, oh, he's got a little, like, he's got a little.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the walls are coming in like the trash compactor in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just got to put himself, you know, either arm either
side. Or get littler.
So dangerous to go subatomic inside someone. Because you're going, you're passing through, you got to come big again in their, like, fucking butt cheek.
Also, when you're that little, like, the native or the natural flora and fauna.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, we happen to be like, because I think, you know, if you're getting little, you're getting into, like, say, my wife's pussy or my husband's penis.
Yeah.
And then I see, like, to me, like right now, it's microscopic. I can't see the flora and fauna.
Yeah.
I'm little. I'm seeing a fucking, you know, an oak tree there and a goddamn dog-sized mite or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you got pussy mites.
No. What a terrible way to find out your wife's got pussy mites.
We all got like mites.
Get little and then get big. You got pussy mites.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you got pussy mites. I got to go have a shower.
Yeah, yeah. But like there's like mites everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's
like,
covered
everyone,
in mites.
Everyone, like the, in the inside of your eye or some shit. There's like heaps of little fuckers
what about,
running around.
Yeah. Speaking of,
if you're listening to this episode, you are covered,
covered in bugs.
And there's nothing you can do
you're
about it.
No matter how much you scratch that skin.
Yeah.
That's why people say that, like, feeling like you've got stuff under your skin when you smoke methamphetamines is just like a side effect. No, it's you're seeing the truth.
It's true.
They're everywhere. Yeah, everyone's a little bit itchy right now.
Yeah.
Cool, because
I'm
big time itchy. I'm
feeling them. You're feeling them.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Could you use Pym particles for surgery?
Go on.
So, say your brain's fucked up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's a tumor in there, too hard to get to.
You small in it.
You small a doctor. Yeah. Put okay. the doctor in the brain.
All right. Okay.
You've killed the patient.
Okay. We're basically magic school busing a doctor. That's great.
The doctor goes in there and he can properly get the tumor out. He can get every little bit.
I don't think doctors are like trained to operate
on
a
tumor. We got to train new doctors. Yeah. We got to train a brand new team of fucking.
Wouldn't it be easier if we could kind of narrow focus the PIM particle to shrink the tumor?
Well, yeah.
But it still involves, I guess, cutting up in the skull.
Well, exactly. This way is such...
You go into the sinus.
Yeah, you don't even need to make any incisions on the skull. You're going through the sinus.
How are they
going to
remove the tumor?
Well, bunch of tools.
Yeah. No, but is it, okay, so like the tumor's
little,
removed
a tiny
from,
buzz.
The tumor's removed for the brain. Yeah. Now what?
So
you've got a little doctor inside someone's head holding.
Surely.
He climbs back out.
Okay.
Holding the tumor.
He's got a bit of the tumor. He's got to do a bit at a time. Comes out of the nose, gives it to a nurse. The nurse takes it. He goes back in.
Surely. You
Maybe they do like a production line coming out.
So now my head is full of ants.
I've got ants on my brain.
Yeah, this is good.
No man left behind. So you're not.
Surely. If you're doing with that.
Yeah.
You send a guy in. With a little, like a little buzzer thing that he can kind of cut around quite perfectly,
yeah,
where the tumor sort of like ends. Why don't you then give him a PIM particle, small in that
small
now tumor, free tumor,
puts it in his pocket or whatever,
puts in his pocket,
walks out,
chucks in his mouth, chews like a mint.
Yeah,
gross.
Yuck.
Yeah,
this is a bad doctor.
Tumors are gross.
Don't chew a tumor.
They're full little teeth and hair.
Comes out, spits it out. Everyone's like, "You are so rancid as a doctor."
But I get results. Yeah,
damn, you're good. Damn, you're good. But there you go. It's a great way of using PIM particles.
That is a good way of using PIM particles. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. The medical field would be good. Yeah.
And this is a dangerous way to think.
Yeah.
If a tumor is, say, X big,
and
then you shrink it, isn't the tumor latched on, like, as in consuming part of the brain?
Well, that's how if you go in there and you're using sort of like a...
You got a scalpel of some kind to cut it out
like
with
a little
first.
Source sort of thing. You can, like, a little...
So I'm not shooting the tumor with the PIM particles.
No. You don't want to accidentally shrink a person's brain, although nothing bad would happen because the brain retains...
No.
Lots of bad things. Here's what would happen. Step one, the person dies.
Yeah, because you shrink their brain, but then it'd go like where their sort of brainstem connects to the bit where you're not shrinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Surely it would stretch and snap.
Yeah, that's a good point. Then you've got a free-floating tiny brain in your head.
No, maybe it wouldn't snap. Maybe it'd just be...
Because everything retains all of its properties.
But where does it begin and end? Because you say, for example, shrink the brain, right? Brain gets like shrunk, and I'm assuming it would have to go towards the brainstem.
Yeah.
So your eyes would get sucked in.
The brain shrinks because the doctor fucks up. Everybody looking at the patient just sees the doctor and the eye socket. Oh no.
Everything just gets sucked in. Face goes in.
Like you've eaten a big sour candy.
Yeah.
What's he doing in there?
Oh no, he's missed.
He was a fucking centimeter off when this happened.
So I guess that's a danger, but it might be more safe than usual traditional means.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, because you go with the medical like route, that's good for saving lives. But what if we go with the medical cosmetic route?
Oh, okay.
So for example, there is a certain type of man who is like, I'm a piece of shit because I'm not 6 foot.
Oh!
I'm a piece of shit and everyone hates me, not because of my personality.
Yeah, yeah.
And that I'm a very gross man with very terrible opinions.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
because
I'm not,
short.
Not quite tall enough.
I say I'm 5'11", but I'm 5'7".
Yeah. Every
yeah.
single problem in my life can Calm be sourced down. Back to the fact that I'm just a foot too short.
Yeah.
A foot and a half too short.
3 feet
too short.
If I was some kind of giant man, the town above everyone, if I was 12, 13, 30 feet tall, I think everyone
then
would love me.
My life would be good. But hey, here's
but
a question.
So,
if you PIM particled someone, because you can't PIM particle
them up.
You can only PIM particle them like a size bigger.
Yeah.
But would that do a weird uncanny valley thing where you'd be like, this guy is taller, but also just like...
Well, this guy is too big.
He's too big, but not too tall or too wide. Just like
he's
like
wrong.
A size category bigger than me, and it's freaking me out.
But I'm taller than him.
Yeah, but he is
bigger than me.
Yeah. So, for example, if you are 5'11", And then
5'7".
Yeah. And then you get like a little bit biggened.
Yeah.
And so then
5'10".
So yeah. Now you're like 6'2".
Yeah.
5'11". But so you are now like just a little bit too big.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the perfect height.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever
of course.
That may or may not be.
6', which is what I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Joel Dusha, perfect height, perfect man.
That's it. I've heard right. that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, because there is that scene where Scott Lang becomes a toddler and it looks fucked up.
Yeah, see, I think it's going to look fucked up if you're...
But it's only a little bit. Because it's still the same proportions of a regular human.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but we never see... Yeah, he becomes a toddler and it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But, like, we've got toddlers.
Yeah, yeah,
where
we
don't have guys that are... Because we've got...
Because it'd be everything's in proportion, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. We've got... So we've got tall guys,
yeah,
but they're tall.
Because this is big.
This is big. So, like, it's like we don't have, because we've got smaller versions of guys.
Yeah.
Because you've got children, toddlers, young adults.
Yeah.
But we don't have, like, bigger.
Yeah.
We don't have bigger than fully grown adults.
Because I'm like, if you're 5'11",
okay, uh-huh,
and an actual 5'11",
yeah,
and then we embiggen you so that you become 6',
yeah,
right?
That might be okay.
So then that means you've become an inch taller,
yeah,
but an inch wider.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've become an inch bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably fine.
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you're, say, 5',
yeah,
and you become six foot, you become 6' taller,
yeah,
but 6'.
So because you're taller now than a foot a wider? Big here's the fucked up thing. You're a big version of a 5' person.
Yeah.
You're not a 6' person, though you are 6'.
Well, yeah, it's like if you saw a 6' baby.
Yeah, that's
or like a 6' child. Yeah. You'd be able to tell that it's a child. You'd be like, that's fucked up.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's a child, though, but you tell it's a
difference. But it's the same thing.
But it's still a person.
I think it would. I don't think it would be so obvious, but you
one inch would be fine, but I think when you start getting to like 3 or 4 inches, you're like...
You're a 6', 5' man. You're not a 6'
yeah,
man.
But if you've
got the proportions of a 5' man. You just happen to be 6'.
Yeah, but you'd be. Would you be broader?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be way broader.
You'd
but
be broader, you'd be taller.
Well, that's what I mean. So it would kind of look all right.
No, I think.
But your legs would be thicker. Your arms would be thicker.
Yeah, so you'd be just like you're a.
You'd be
big,
stocky but
stocky
huge.
Man?
I think it would be the kind of thing where you wouldn't obviously be like, something terrible has happened to this person, but you would look at them and your ape brain would be like, run!
So you mean that now that I'm 6' and that my problems are still there?
My problems are worse?
You got those weird problems?
It was never about my height? Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Childbirth, you'd probably help because you could smallen the
baby.
Oh,
yeah. That's
great.
No, make the pussy bigger.
Okay. Just the pussy?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's the same problem, but with the brain small.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. So making the baby a little smaller.
Yeah. Well, like, speaking of insecure, man, your wiener too little?
But then.
Wiener too big?
Aren't we getting the same problem?
Yep.
Where it becomes long and wide?
Yeah, who cares?
Don't look at it, but it's awesome. It's nothing.
I'm not doing it to me.
You know what? Good point.
I'm just like putting it available. Yeah. If people want it, they can have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the people that like inject themselves with like giant and they make things all real like wobbly and fucking...
Or anyone who uses a penis pump. Those things don't work. They just make your dick inflamed. It's basically the same principle.
Yeah.
And they can't come back and sue me.
Okay.
Or maybe they can.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, because it's reverse. Unless you get they engorge it so much it, like, falls off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that. That
oh,
is a risk.
Oh, yeah. I guess it wouldn't really matter because blood flow would... You'd feel different. If your dick, suddenly gained a couple of inches, like, suddenly...
You would feel
You would feel... You like, would your feel whole
it.
Body would feel wrong because blood flow would change.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine, like... The bit where it joins.
Yeah.
Right?
Because that would be still quite thin.
That would be in like the regular size of your regular penis. Yeah.
Oh, you'd have like a sick dick where it goes narrower than big.
Yeah. Kind of like your dick swallowed something.
Yeah.
Like a snake with a rabbit in it.
Yeah.
But awesome. That would have to be like the... Tip of the penis was the tail of the snake.
Like the snake's biting just above your balls and just swallowing a rabbit.
You've kind of butt plugged your own penis.
Yeah.
It's flared.
Maybe that's how we market it.
So, yeah.
Butt plug your own penis.
Yeah.
There you go.
By which we mean shoot it with pimp particles.
It's a good idea.
Okay, we got some good options here with the pimp particles.
Okay.
What about like, I mean, like, this is a real basic one, but just like make people huge for construction. Like, is it easier to build a building if you're like 8 foot tall?
I reckon it would be.
Yeah, surely.
Because then you're stronger, so you can pick things up.
No longer need trucks.
Well, you would need trucks, but
replacing a 6 foot guy with an 8 foot guy does not make trucks extinct.
But if you say, for example, a cement mixer on a truck, right? Yeah. As opposed for then like it being poured into, say, like, you know, a wheelbarrow or it being poured into something you got to transport, you just pick up the truck and you pour it.
Oh, there you go.
That's bigger than 8 foot guy.
Much bigger.
But that's okay. That's okay.
They do get sleepier.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Aiming, it's tired.
He is so sleepy. So you get more done quicker.
Oh, yeah,
but
you're expending different energy.
Yeah. So the shifts, I guess, would be shorter.
Yeah, but as long as you're getting the same amount of work done.
Yeah.
Well, for a guy to lift a truck.
Yeah.
Like for a human being to pick up a truck, that'd have to be
pretty strong.
Well, at least 10 times bigger.
Yeah.
Like, at least.
Yeah.
So, like, that, yeah. So they get into what Ant-Man becomes. How long did Ant-Man have was when he was real big?
He's not very big for very long.
No, he can't hack it for too long. Mm. Well, you can recreate King Kong.
That are we giving make him types?
No. If you make a if you turn a big,
you're recreating King Kong exactly. Exactly the same thing happens.
You've actually gone from recreating King Kong to doing King Kong. That's what's happened there if you make an ape big.
Did we learn nothing from King Kong, the fiction? Did we need King Kong the real to happen?
Very great to Hank, I understand you're old, yeah?
Yeah.
You watched King Kong.
You like King Kong, right?
It was seminal Peter cinema. Yeah, what if we got an ape?
Yeah, we did a King Kong.
And then boom.
I like your quote there, Dusha, as like, instead of 'twas beauty killed the beast, staring at the dead ape in the middle of the street. We had a King Kong in fiction and we had to do a King Kong in real. Tear rolls down your eye.
Did we learn nothing? Okay, so yes, we could do that.
Because I was like a King Kong with a guy. Mm-hmm. Because he'll get tired up there.
And also, Jackson, look, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we have recreated King Kong.
Yeah.
We call them movies.
Yeah, right. I guess. What about sports if we made people bigger or smaller?
Big football.
Yeah, is that good is a good question. Yeah, What's the difference?
Is that good?
If it's televised, does it make a difference?
I guess I'm like, the regular game of, say, football, you would then, I guess, have a smaller field. But could you not also just recreate this with a smaller field?
What about for war?
Make
a big tank?
Well, that's actually, this is Yellow Jacket wants it for,
I think. You can make the opposition smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
Step on them.
No, but if you... Because they still retain how strong they are.
Because
my first thought, obviously, is shrink my enemy, eat them.
Yeah.
But then they just punch their way out of my throat.
Maybe
that doesn't work.
But would that be awesome?
Yeah.
Dying as a guy punches his way through your
throat?
I guess
it'd be good for war, in a sense, if you had that. You kind of went small and then fucked up the opposition.
Yes, very true. Or steal the White House.
What are you going to do with the White House?
Throw it in the sea.
Ransom it off.
I'll figure something out.
Want your White House back? Give me a dollar.
Yeah.
$1.
Sneaky dollar.
I like that Hank has been like, we need to market the pimp articles. Like, all right.
Crime?
Steal the White House.
You could steal a lot of monuments.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
You could. I mean, what monument is safe? And then if the cops come, I just go tiny, slip into a drain.
Yeah. Make them tiny. Good luck, idiots.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a better idea.
Because, yes, while they could, you know, punch our way out of my throat, I have to swallow the cops first. I'm not going to do that. And if they're tiny, how are they going to get to me quick?
Yeah. That's
tiny.
True. That's true.
Although Ant-Man seems fast.
Steal Buckingham Palace, step one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Step two, go into the drains.
Uh-huh.
Step three, make Buckingham Palace big.
Mm-hmm. In the drain?
Yeah. step four...
Drain Kingdom.
Go home.
Where? To Buckingham Palace or your house?
To my house.
So you've made Buckingham Palace big but underground.
Yeah, well, it would kind of destroy it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
He's not wrong.
Why'd you take it to the drain to do that?
Well, because then
Then he's just then more.
No one can find it.
But no one can it big, find though. It when it bursts out of the ground.
Well, take then by the damage is done.
Take it to the sea.
Okay. Well, that was my plan. Yeah, when we were at war, take it to the sea, drop it in the ocean. It retains its weight, so it just sinks to the bottom of the floor.
That's true.
The king drowns.
Mm. It doesn't retain its weight though, because you can pick it up.
Yeah, if you can pick it up, it hasn't retained its weight.
But Hank Pym retains the force of his punches. Because you're right, they can move the whole laboratory like it's nothing, but Hank Pym can punch someone stronger than he could when he was just a guy. How does it work? How does Hank Pym particles work?
Hank, we would love to sell these.
Yeah,
we just have one basic question.
Yeah,
how come
any of this?
What it do?
What it do, dude?
So make thing big, make thing small. I get that, but if it makes small, heavy or light?
Yeah, why when make big tired, but when make small, not very awake.
Surely if he makes him smaller, then I guess he could run for days.
Yeah, right?
Well, he's expending the energy, yeah.
Because you're expending a little energy.
Yeah.
But then you're punching so good.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah?
Pym particles, easiest way to use it, and something I'm shocked you have not thought of. Put it in survival packs for those cunts that go into the wilderness. And then if something goes wrong, they can get small. Mm. Alternatively, if their rations start running out, they can get small. Get small, survive.
That's true. Well, that was kind of my steak idea. That was the beginning of that. Make a steak tiny, give it to somebody going on like a massive camping trip.
Yeah, so I think you got really, for us to make the most money out of this, we basically market and sell it for two different sort of sectors.
Yeah.
One is the survival military kind of route where we're like, look, we're going somewhere. It's going to be hard to fly in and fly out.
Yeah.
Food and that kind of stuff. So we make it small and that's easy to transport and that's great.
Yeah.
And the second group that we sell to is the perverts.
Yes.
Because they've got the cash.
Absolutely.
That we need to fund whatever schemes that we have.
And these are fantasies that are impossible to replicate in the real world.
I'm going
to
make my fleshlight really big and climb in it.
Exactly.
It's going to be my house from now on.
Yeah. That's where I live now.
Gonna put a little doorknob on one of the labial flaps.
No one can press
doorknob. Doorbell. Doorbell.
Yeah. So I think it really would work for the perverts out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if you give a pervert
anything,
you're like, hey, pervert,
here's
have a
this.
Go.
Oh yeah.
Find
some way. People are gonna be walking around with huge assholes.
Absolutely. It's gonna be grotesque.
How many little butt plugs can I fit inside me at once?
That's a heap.
It's gonna be a lot of deaths. So many deaths.
That horrible anime porn style of just like really engorged
people.
That'll be real now.
And then, I mean, we have done our job.
Yeah.
We've got our $15 between us. Hank Pym's suffering the lawsuits of families being like, my husband would never have engorged his anus.
All we have to do is either get the people to sign a waiver, put in our TNCs.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, we take no responsibilities of engorged or enlittled anus.
Yeah.
Making my arsehole tiny so I do little thin shits. That's the plan. My farts sound like a mosquito now because I made my arsehole so little and wee.
That's awesome.
This is for me. Can I? Do it to my mouth as well.
Why'd you do this?
It's funny. Little boys.
I think realistically, that's what happens. Hank Pym gives us like a Pym gun or whatever. And he's like, I'll come back in like a week to see what you've got. And he comes back and we've made our arseholes and mouths really little. Have you figured out anything?
No, we've been pretty distracted. Hold up our hands. Three fingers are small. One is real big.
We've been giving each other big thumbs up.
Just on the whiteboard, it just has big thumbs up with a bunch of question marks next to it. Big tick.
It's the best idea. Big thumbs up. Big thumbs up for that one. Doesn't it look good? It seems more positive than a regular size thumbs up.
Sorry, did you just fart, sir? Did you also make your assholes really little?
Yes.
It's easier to dispose of little cigarette sheets.
What?
A shit the shape and size of a cigarette.
Yeah, but you didn't before the tiny arsehole.
Now the pressure buildup is real hard. Comes out of us like a shotgun. I didn't support some.
Why haven't you changed it back? This isn't good.
We're scared of making our assholes too big. You understand.
He's like, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I had the same problem back in 63.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting our money, if I'm honest with you boys.
Oh, damn. You make our mouths big again?
No.
Takes his Pym gun and leaves.
Oh, we got to feed each other little grapes from now on. It's the only food we can eat.
Big thumbs down.
Giving each other a huge thumbs down. Yeah, I think we nailed it. He just couldn't see our genius.
Yeah. I reckon.
Big thumbs up. It's big the way thumbs of the future. Up.
That's what you use Pym particles for. It's an advanced thumbs up.
Yeah, big thumbs up. It's more positive.
That's a good campaign.
Yeah.
You have in the ad, someone gives a regular thumbs up. Everyone throws up because, you know.
Everyone's like, what's that? Is he flipping me off?
Yeah.
What is he doing with his minuscule thumb?
He's probably got a small penis as well.
Yeah. Then somebody comes along. Big thumbs
up.
Oh, my God.
I did good today.
Yeah.
I feel so powerful.
I feel positive.
Yeah.
I feel almost enlightened. I feel like I have done a very good job. And then you go and push over the guy with the small thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this an ad we're doing after we didn't get the contract?
Yeah, we're trying to reclaim losses.
Hank Pym's like, they can't. What are they saying?
Yeah, they're advertising their own big thumbs.
This is the presentation we show Hank. He just gets up. Leaves.
Aww. I guess if we were the only guys with big thumbs, then we
pay us to come give you big thumbs up.
Yeah. Do you need someone to really, positively enforce someone? Well, we're the guys with the big thumbs.
Plumbing the Death Star presents big thumbs up. It's more positive.
And then we turn up and they're like, why are your mouths so tiny?
Never mind. That's normal.
Yeah, so hire us for ball games, children's party,
whatever you need.
Night,
box.
When you're making if you're making a speech, you look to the side. Any
three big thumbs up. 21st weddings, we'll be there.
Where are you guys?
Thumbing you up.
We'll thumb you up.
We'll thumb you up.
Yeah.
We'll thumb you up. Do you think that needs like a
no? I think that's perfect out the gate.
We're the boys who will thumb you up.
Yeah. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Yeah.
We're the boys that'll thumb you up.
I mean, what can you say about it? We're the boys that'll thumb you up.
Thumb you up.
We're going to thumb you up.
Thumb you up.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.